I welcome everybody to the June meeting. The knowledge meeting of the country. Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land in which the meeting is held and pays respect to elders both past and present and extends that respect to other Aboriginal people who are present. Will you please turn off all telephones, please?
And councillors, just a reminder that we are recording tonight's meeting, and in addition to that, we are also live streaming on Facebook tonight as well, which is a requirement during this COVID times.
Apologies for leave of absence.
Full house, Mr. Mayor.
Nil. Confirmation the minutes of the 16th of April 2020. Got a mover? Councillor Lewis, Councillor Shenton. Adams. Adams.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I didn't have that written in my notes. Have we had any correspondence from either of the schools in regard to the policy for teachers and students attending pools?
Not that I have seen. Mr. Ty, are you online just yet?
Yeah, I believe I am, if you can hear me.
We can hear you. Can't see you, but can hear you.
You can't see me. The letters went out last week, so not enough time to respond, Mr. Mayor.
Well, that's okay. I was just interested, so we'll keep a watch on that. That was my only one, I think.
Motion those for. Against. Disclosure of interest, pecuniary interest and non-pecuniary interest. Got a mover? Councillor Brady, Councillor Nancy. Any interest? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Mayoral minute. I'll move that. My seconder, Councillor Devlin. There is one mistake in that. Councillor Devlin went down to Lewis Road and it wasn't Councillor Lewis. First of June. Motion, those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 2, Councillor's monthly travel claims. A mover? Councillor Devlin, Councillor Hill.
Look, just as an interesting little aside there, Mr. Mayor, I was a bit of light reading today and I was having a look at the notes from the financial issues for councillors course that I attended last year, and I had a note there. It was pointed out by the Mayor of Randwick Council that the councillors in Randwick have drivers. So I thought.
They had drivers.
They have drivers. You walk across Randwick Council, but anyway. Just a funny little point.
Are you agreeable? I'll put the motion.
Recording has stopped.
Sorry, cameras just.
favour?
We don't need drivers, though, do we?
Item 3, minutes of local emergency management committee meeting. Mover?
Move.
Councillor Shinton. Hill. Passing this item. Councillor Lewis.
With the rural numbering, is it up to the landowner to get their numbers, or are they issued to them? The ones to put on display, I mean.
So, Ty, are you there?
Recording has started.
Kevin?
Was there a question for me?
Yes, it's in relation to the rural numbering. Do we issue the numbers, or do residents have to purchase them themselves?
No. Council issued an initial set of numbers, but now it's up to property owners to provide and update their own numbering.
Next question then, Mr. Mayor, would be, is there a standard or a guideline to suit emergency services for the size or the colour or anything like that of the numbers so that everyone gets on the same wavelength?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I have to take that one on notice. I'm not aware that there's a standard. So I'll have to take that on notice.
Passing this item. I put the motion.
I've got a question.
Okay, Louise. Yes. Councillor.
Hello.
What's the question?
Yes, whatever the standard is, it needs to be reflective.
Thank you.
Any more discussion on this item? Motion those in favour. Carried unanimously. Item 4, minutes of the Traffic Advisory Committee meeting on the 28th of May.
Moved.
Then Councillor Shinton. Councillor Clancy. In discussion this item.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor, to probably Councillor Shinton. We've all had the emails from the people from Cobra with concerns about the speeds signs coming into town and some signs for school bus ahead. Is that something you might be able to...
Like the one, yeah, not a problem there. We had our RAID safety officer when she was here, did a report for the traffic committee, and to be quite honest with you, I thought the whole thing was resolved. So as soon as I got that email, I quickly emailed Kevin, and it'll be an item for the traffic committee at next Thursday's meeting.
Oh, good.
Because quite honestly, I thought that the signage was all completed and the job was done with speed signs and so forth, but obviously not.
Oh, well, if you haven't got the matter in hand, that'll be good news. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Discuss this item. Councillor Hill.
A particular item, but on page 12, it says about the Cobra Road. Well, it's in Cobra, but the two... I've given Kevin a note. The two signs going east and west of the Saxa Road sign on the Golden Highway have still got Cobra Road on them. There's the Saxa Road sign where the Wellington turn-off and Geary turn-off is, but either side, east and west of it, there's still Cobra Road signs.
Okay.
That was discuss this item? Motion, those in favour? Councillor Lewis?
In favour.
Carried unanimously. Item 5, minutes of the RANA Joint Organisation meeting held on the 29th. Jenton, Councillor Lewis. Any comment? Item?
I noticed there's something called the Gig State Pilot Project. I'm sure I do know what that is, but can someone enlighten us what it is?
I'm not really well across it, Councillor, but it's a proposal to improve the internet speed, similar to NBN, but it's being done by the state government.
Yep.
Any more comments on this item? Opposition, those in favour? Carried unanimously.
Mr Mayor, at this point, would Council be agreeable to dealing with a couple of the water reports, which are items number 19 and 20 on the agenda?
Anybody want to move it till we do that? Councillor Brady, Councillor Lewis. Everybody agreeable? Everybody in favour? Councillor Brady, carried.
Item number 19, Mr Mayor.
Mover. Councillor Nutti. Paradine Water Treatment Plant Upgrade Report. Mover. Councillor Brady, Councillor Hill. Discussion this item. Lewis.
Mr Mayor, I'm not quite sure if it fits into this particular report, but I notice here in the report about cleaning out ponds and et cetera, and I think it links to the letter that I wrote to Council about the cleaning out of the dam and the weir down here, upstream weir or whatever you call it. But have we got a regular program for the cleaning out of these things, and is it done on an ad hoc basis or on a regular basis so we can minimise our costs? Because the demonstration that we're seeing at the moment, where we could have cleaned out a couple of things dry and saved ourselves a lot of money, and now we're spending a lot of money by not having a plan.
This is not in this item, Councillor. We'll bring it up later.
Well, it says in here cleaning out ponds and so on and so forth. I think it's a very similar item.
It's a cleaning out the ponds of the Barradine Water Treatment Plant, Councillor.
Cleaning ponds at Barradine Water Treatment Plants, or cleaning ponds at any water plant or any dam or any fixture. We should have a regular... We should have a plan. We should have something in process, not just on a needs-be basis.
This is just for Barradine Water Supply, this one. Motion, those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 20, sewage treatment upgrade. Upgrades at Cooler, Coonabarabran and Dunedoo upgrade report. A mover. Councillor Shenton. Fancy. Item.
Yes, through you, Mr Mayor. It's on page 71. Under the options, it says they refurbish existing tertiary wetland. I was of the impression that they didn't consider our wetland in Coonabarabran as part of the sewage treatment plant. Am I right or wrong? Because when they're taking samples, they don't take it at the bottom of our wetland, they take it before it goes in there. So why would we have to refurbish the wetland if it's not really considered as part of the system?
Ms Weebles?
No, sorry, that is actually not correct. The wetland is part of the treatment. It removes nutrients, and the effluent sample that we report on in our annual EPA return is taken downstream of the wetland channel at the V-notch where the discharge occurs.
Excellent. Okay. We had a report some time back where they were telling us that samples were taken above the wetlands, and I can remember that being said, so that's the reason I wondered why refurbishment is one of the things we have to do. But how do you refurbish the wetlands? What do you do?
I think there's some problems with the embankments and possibly the plants. So there's certain type of plants that absorb the nutrients out of the effluent. So there will be some earthworks refurbishment around the channel itself, I believe, and probably also some replanting. I'm not entirely sure of the details. I just know there's some work required. What exactly the details are, I can't really tell you.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll discuss this item. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously.
That'll take us back to item number six, Mr. Mayor, which is the annual donations budget.
We're going to move back.
Item number six.
Yeah, we go straight back.
Yeah. Supplementary report to item seven, community, annual donation budget. Mover. Councillor Sindel.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Some of the things that have been approved tonight, like for the churches, are they going to stay there for good now? Because it used to be that the churches, we always paid half or most of their rates or water charges, if I can remember rightly. We also had a number of sponsorships for schools on presentation night. And I'm wondering if they have to apply every year or whether this is going to be a permanent place now and it goes somewhere into our budget and doesn't have to be applied for every year.
Mr. Parker?
The annual donations will be a yearly application. The $70 item for the schools, that's been put into the revenue policy, so that isn't required every year, and the financial assistance is done twice a year.
Whose decision is that? Is that did council make that decision that we're doing it this way, or is it a something in the Act, or is it just something that we are doing?
Council's policy shows that the annual donations should form part of the budget process. It doesn't actually spell that out, but that's why we actually ask for actual applications to go alongside the budget process so that we can add it at the time of the public exhibition normally.
Any more discussion on this item? Councillor Hill.
May I just ask a question about number 29, reference 29? Who is the Dunedoo Area Community Group? Does anybody know?
That was something I was going to ask you.
I don't know. Who is
Mr. Parker?
He may not have heard me.
Just one second while I go to the attachments.
Sorry to be a nuisance.
Once they don't get it.
If there are further questions while Mr. Parker's...
Any further questions on this item?
So just a question around, you know, the prioritisation of these. There's a couple of things that I just want, I suppose, to be clarified, is the recommended max amount or approximate, is that, that column, is that coming from council or is that what they've actually asked for?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the form's got a section where you can ask for a monetary contribution, and I think it's got $1,000 at maximum listed against it.
So, for instance, I spoke to one applicant this week, and you know, they requested 50% of their rates, and they've been, you know, the recommendation is $418 back, and now their rates are $1,200 or $1,300. And then another thing is, you know, like you've got the karate club and the boxing gym, which use the same mezzanine level. Last month we granted a lease to the boxing gym for the mezzanine level, and they were happy to pay the $2,500 fee or whatever. And here we are, they're asking for a $1,000 donation to contribute to that. So a month ago they were happy to pay it, but then the karate club misses out. So I just, you know.
Yes, that one's one that interested me too, Mr. Mayor. The fact that we put in an amendment to that motion, and the amendment was that they weren't paying any, they shouldn't pay anything, and the amendment was lost. And because they were happy, of course, to pay the $2,000 or whatever it was. And again, I agree with Councillor Brady that you know, 1 month later they suddenly aren't happy to pay it, which I find was is amazing. But
and the karate club asked for the same amount, but are getting nothing. I just don't see the power of, around that.
If I could, Mr. Mayor. As far as I'm aware, the only license that the Director of Technical Services is producing is the one with the amateur boxing group, and the karate is a subset. Is that the case, Director?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's correct. Councils will have a license agreement with the Boxing Association. And we're still working on that, the details of that licence. But just one licensee, if you like. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, there is another one. Warrumbungle Eventing, repairs to the cross-country course, damage in recent floods. I think that's the Showground Trust owns the ground, not Warrumbungle Eventing. And we were talking to the representatives of the Pony Club, when they found out about it, and the Eventing Club apparently is having an event in October, but the Pony Club are going in I think July, if it's possible, but that's when they're trying to plan their event for, and they're worried about the repairs not being done if another club has planned for a later date. So is there any way we can talk to the Showground Trust, because it's their... Oh, sorry.
Mayor, if we had a councillor on the trust, maybe we'd know what was going on.
Has council wrote to Crown Lands to see?
Mr. Mayor, this has got this is not what we're talking about, but the Pony Club, if they want to go in, they can't do it. And I remember years ago when we had exactly the same problem, and I spoke to our environmental people today. We thought we were doing the right thing. We went in with crusher dust to fill the erosion holes, and then the next storm put the crusher dust into the creek, and I think it was the council that got into trouble for spreading their crusher dust in the creek. And it in fact was, it was the Pony Club and others that thought they were doing the right thing with the repairs. So I spoke to her about whether we could use some of the material that's being dredged out of the river, if that's available for community groups to do things like repairs to a ground where you've got to use exactly the same material as was eroded out. But we need to do something. If Warrumbungal Eventing want to do the repairs, we'd like them to do it a bit faster than for their October activity, if that's possible.
That on Crown land, is it, Councillor?
Yep, it's Crown land.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to Councillor Shinton, but I think there's two different licences. When I was with the Pony Club years ago, and we're getting off the point a little bit, but the Showground Trust had the licence to the road, and then the other side of the road, there was nothing. It was just people using it. And when we had the native title claim over that area, and when all that was settled, I was a president of the Pony Club and took we had a jump that we built called the Dreamtime Jump, and we took everyone up to have a look at it. And the general manager that we had at the time said, "You've got children and horses. I don't want any part of this. You take it." So the Pony Club had the licence over the other part of it for quite some time. So there's two, for what it's worth, there's two separate areas. So.
Who should be doing the repairs? Any idea? No, okay.
Well, I think it's just to encourage to liaise and get on with it, talk to each other. I think they'll be able to work it out, won't they? You'd hope.
No, yes, I agree. No, another question, Mr. Mayor, is that the two arts things, the acquisitive prize for Wacky in Coonabarabran and the Dunedoo Lions Club Arts Unlimited in Dunedoo, again, do they have to apply for that every year, or are we going to put that into a fixed part of the budget? Does anyone know that one?
Can you explain?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it's my understanding that it will be a yearly application. Some things can change from year to year, and how do we address it if we don't at least have that situation?
In my opinion, it looks like we're not trying to help the public. We're trying to put roadblocks in front of them. If they don't have to do these things, it's what we do. You know, like we don't ask them to close the roads every year for Anzac Day. We actually do it for them, and it's an annual thing that the council has in its program. And with things like this, change of secretaries, change of all sorts of things, we are not trying to help the public, as far as I can see. If they forget to do it, guess what? We don't have an acquisitive prize, or maybe Dunedoo looks pretty ordinary for 1 year. So, in my opinion, some of these things, up to council, of course, should be decided on and put in the budget until such time as we change our opinion on it. And it makes it easier for the community groups. I beg your pardon?
I support Peter on that, in particular for the sponsorship of Art Unlimited, as it's a major regional art exhibition now.
Mr. Mayor, I remember in the inaugural Warrumbungal Shire Council, we formed policy that there was certain organisations that got a donation every year. I clearly remember Binaway and Mendoran Races used to get $500 a year each off council as a donation, and Warram and Coonabarabran got $1,000, and we gave them all $1,000 to square it up, and that was resolved by council and was policy at the time. I'd like to know when that policy was done away with.
That was a question about the policy. The only policy I'm aware of is the one that's normally attached to the yearly revenue policy and fees and charges.
One more question, I suppose. You know, I know they're community groups and that, but how do we sit with the Act when we're handing $1,000 to a jockey club, which is gambling. Like it's actual cash for prizes or whatever else, not, you know, works on their ground or, you know, to me that doesn't sit right, like that we're actually supporting gambling from local government, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Just recently council decided to donate a large sum of money to the Coonabarabran Round Golf Club, which has gambling in it.
That's a component, but we didn't give the money for the poker machines. We gave it so they, you know, freed up their finances to...
I'm not seeing a difference, actually.
Cash going to...
Yeah.
To hand out for prize money, of course there's differences.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the...
of course.
Anything that brought tourism into the town was something that all the councils had supported in the past, as you probably remember, and it was that the... I think the Coonabarabran races brought about 800 or 900 people in. We know that the Mendoon races brought about 2,000 people in on their big event, and Binaway races always bring 600 or 700 people in, and it was a small investment in tourism in the area, and I sort of agreed with that.
This went on for many years after Warrumbungle Council started too.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right.
But to answer the question about the legalities, Section 356 of the Act provides that council can provide a donation to organisations. There are criteria for that. Gambling is not an issue that is in that criteria. And in this particular instance, it meets the requirements because council has made this a program each year which is available to all members of the all the Warrumbungle community. Council has set aside a budget as part of that process. It's purely up to council now whether it wants to provide that donation or does not want to provide that donation.
Okay, so we're voting on the on which of the items have been recommended as to which ones we want to take forward.
The current motion from council is outlined at the bottom of page 20 and on page 21 of those organisations that council is currently proposing to donate funds to.
Yeah, so we can cut some of those out or add, can we?
Yes.
We haven't got any race clubs in that at all.
Oh, sorry, I was looking at the wrong table anyway.
We put that on it, and all them meetings turn over a big amount of people to the town. I think they should be in there myself.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, could we have the reply from Kim regarding the query I made about Dunedoo area community group? Made up of land care. Thank you, Kim. Sorry.
Mr. Mayor, was that a question to me?
Yeah, it's in relation to that earlier item on the Dunedoo community land care community group. Yes.
The name of the organisation, Dunedoo Area Community Group Incorporated.
Really?
Fiona Luckhurst was the organisation contact, and the president is a Lindy Piper, a secretary Sue Stoddart, and treasurer Anna Dobbs.
Thank you.
And the email address is a Dunedoo Cooler Land Care group. Mr. Mayor, can I add just to do with within the report, the guidelines that I had to work with on the policy outlines. Is on page 18. It gives focus to six particular areas. For instance, contribution to addressing gaps in service provision or community development programs and activities. What the guidelines go on to say then that also state that council will give low priority to following types of requests, and one of those is where activities of a purely social nature which do not address the needs of disadvantaged people, groups. So I take on board the comments from council, and I think this policy, I think, needs to be revisited so that it doesn't catch all of the annual donations, and possibly it'll be could be split into two: the ones that are yearly, and the ones that might be considered to be at least for the term of each council.
Mr. Mayor, just one more question. Sorry, we have I think it's three churches are in there. Where's the Catholic Church? Where is the because I'm sure, yeah, we used to give that every year. We always gave to the CWAs, and we had a problem with the men's shed because Coonabarabran men's shed are in a council building and pay no rent or rates, as far as I know. So that's why we decided to help the other men's sheds, and it's since that's endorsed by the CWA, it was something that council thought was a we should support as well. Mental health being one of the issues that men's sheds address. So again, they're the sort of things that used to be in the policy. So I don't know if those churches are even aware that they're been missing out on their rate subsidies every year if they have to apply for it every year. Am I right or wrong there?
Mr. Mayor, the these annual donations we have, I think, advertised three times for this period, including social media, newspapers. I think that they've been given every opportunity to apply. I don't know the particular circumstances of the Catholic Church.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to see Binaway and Mandoran and Coonabarabran especially, the normal annual donation of $1,000 each included in this budget, because it's a huge boost to the two small towns. For tourism, there's a lot of people make the annual trek back to both Mandoran and Binaway for these events. It's not just for gambling. It's a big boost to the town's economy, and it's a big boost to town's morale. And I see Mandoran and Binaway don't feature very highly in this list of donations at all, apart from one to the Showground Management Committee, which is a council-owned facility anyway. Thank you.
Councillor, are you moving an amendment? Are you including all those other items that are listed?
I've got no trouble with the items that are listed, but I'd like to see those three items in there.
I would second that, Mr. Mayor, but I'd like to also address some of the amounts that have gone into the recommendation there. And really, it's to do with the second one there, the Coonabarabran Boxing Gym, who were quite happy to pay that money. And, all of a sudden they're not. I can't see why that's in there. And there was one other, wasn't there?
Just while you're doing that, Councillor Shinton, can I just clarify with Councillor Lewis, you're referring to the Coonabarabran, Binaway and Mandoran Jockey Clubs,
that's correct.
$1,000 each.
That's correct. That's what we voted on in A5 or A6 or whenever it was.
Plus all those other items that listed above.
I've got no problems with the other items.
Subject to what
Councillor
Shinton is saying.
I do concur with Peter on the boxing club, saying that they were happy to pay and not pay them, but they've put in an application, whereas other people haven't. I honestly think, in relation to the jockey clubs especially, they would have been of the opinion that they're going to get it anyway, and they're most appreciative of it. I think a lot of them would have just not been aware they had to apply.
Well, that's probably the same with the churches as well.
So you're excluding the boxing gym $1,000?
Yes.
Amendment. Those in favour?
Voted in favour.
Amendments. Amendments 1, I'll put the amendment up as the motion now. Those in favour? vote against Councillor Cannuzzi and Councillor Brady.
Dawn.
He's got the beard.
I'll make a comment if I may, Mr. Mayor. There's a difference between agreeing to pay something and then seeking a grant to offset what you agreed to pay for. I disagree with the terminology some councillors are using, that all of a sudden they are not agreeing to pay for it or not happy to pay for it. I think we're talking about separate procedures. One is the negotiation of a lease, which has been done in a reasonable way and it's still concluding. And it's another matter to apply for a grant. It's like us saying that whilst we're not happy to build a road, then all of a sudden the fact that we apply for a grant to do that road means that, you know, they're different things. We've just got to be clear on what we're talking about. But the vote is the vote, and the vote's a valid vote.
Next item number seven, Mr. Mayor, which is a draft operational plan.
Item seven, draft operational plan. A mover. Councillor Dolan. Any discussion on this item? Councillor Dolan.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, if I could, to Director Parker. Looking at the picture as a whole, how do you, and with your experience in local government, how do you think Warrumbungle Shire is tracking compared to similar organisations or similar shires across the state?
To you, Mr. Mayor, that's a very big question, Councillor Dillon. The Warrumbungle Shire, as you know, a very big area. Individual towns and villages spread out over that 12,000 square K produces a lot of additional costs to our overall structure. We have a large road network. We have a lot of historical issues, including the merger. A lot of the buildings that we have spread out across the Shire. So looking at those things, we are battling against a headwind at present, but I expect that over time, with the things that under the General Manager we're trying to do with getting appropriate staff structures, appropriate plant and equipment, a focus on getting grants that help to actually work on reducing our actual ongoing operating costs. Those things will all be positives. Right now, I would see Warrumbungle Shire as one of the more challenging shires I've worked for in the last 5 or 10 years.
Everybody in favour?
Yeah.
Able? Yes. Carried unanimously. Item 8, meeting schedule. Motion, those in favour? Item 9, disclosure of interest under clause 421 of the Model Code of Conduct for local government, local councils. A mover? Councillor Hill?
I'll move it, but I've just got a question. Do we got to download these forms? Are they given to us? Or? I move it forward. Right.
Yeah. I move it. Any discussion this item? Motion, those in favour? Councillor Cable? Read unanimously. Item 10, Office of Local Government, S43 report.
Mr. Mayor, just before there's movement on this one, I've had some discussions with the Office of Local Government recently in relation to part of the reporting that we have to do, and at this stage they appear to be accepting of Council submitting their drinking water management system improvement plan, which we present to Council on a regular basis as part of the, or as the improvement plan for water and sewage services. So if a second point can be added to the recommendation that Council submits the drinking water management system improvement plan to the Office of Local Government in relation to the reporting requirements. Additional reporting is required over and above that for other issues, but they seem to be happy with the improvement plan for water and sewage. Item 11, Local Road Community Infrastructure Program. Councillor Hill. Ellen. Councillor Dolan.
I've got a question. On this ceiling of the main street in Mandurah, is that the western end past the police station?
Sorry, I didn't quite catch what you
said. Ceiling of the... We're on the Local Road and Community Infrastructure Program, are we not? My question is the western end of the main road in Mandurah, the main street, down past the police station, which all the caravans and that used to go down to the river and around to the parking area, is that in the budget to be sealed?
In the budget or in the local...
Or in this infrastructure program?
No.
I've had pretty strong...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, if I may. That Bendalla Street, western end, that's in next year's budget.
That's in next year's budget?
In the budget, but you were asking about this program? It's not in this program.
Thank you.
A couple of things, by suggestions, if I may, that open to discussion. From item 7, we had a lot of submissions from the Coola District Development Group, and they always seem to be very active or proactive in
running the town,
wanting things done for their town. And I was just wondering if Mr. Colton's press release in regard to this seemed to be leaning a lot towards roads, if we would be possible to add a couple of their suggestions maybe Director Ty might be able to take them on board or give us a reason. You know, they've got things like disabled parking in Binia Street and upgraded Vinegaroy Road and bollards in the main street and different other suggestions that they've got there, that maybe that could be some things that might...
Excuse me, are we on the... What page are we on?
42?
Yes.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. What I was doing there, Councillor Hill, was just...
I couldn't see Vinegaroy Road.
No, no, no. What I was just doing there was they were submissions that were made in regard to the earlier item. And I thought, I don't think we took those on board. We might be able to use them here, was what I was suggesting. And I was just going to go on to say I thought that there was some concern about the area west of the Mary Jane Cain Bridge, and I thought the Minister may or may not give us permission to do it, but it would be a good project if we got it done. So I, from my point of view, I'd be keen that we left it on the list. And then further down, Dalgarno Street, Coonabarabin, between John Street and the entrance to Woolworths, renew the curb and guttering and increase the width of the footpath by 1.5 metres, unless that was sort of some part of some master plan for $160,000, I thought we might get better bang for our buck somewhere else, I was thinking. Don't know what anyone else thinks.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just in relation to those comments about cooler, the submissions, I can recall them more correctly from Councillor Doolan. The ramps, the disabled access ramps, well, I believe that would be covered in, within the proposed allocation there of $40,000. I think you also mentioned the bollards. Well, they're in place already. That's been coming under another area of the budget. Vinegaroy Road. Vinegaroy Road is receiving funding in next year's budget under the Regional Roads Program, if you like. So it's funded through the block grant. So none of these projects here, I don't believe, are on regional roads. That upholds a traditional view of council that roads recovery funding would be spent on local roads. Of course, that includes urban streets, but it's not, roads recovery funding is not expended on regional roads. In relation to Coonabarabin, Dalgarno Street, yeah, it is some senses out of the box. It's out of left field, if you like, but in the four-year program, the future four-year program, or the current four-year program, there is curb and gutter renewal. That curb and gutter, the gutter and the curb in Dalgarno Street needs renewal, much like we've done progressively over the years in John Street. The proposal to extend the footpath, yes, is probably not part of a master plan, although it was considered many years ago to do something there in Dalgarno Street to make it more pedestrian friendly, that section of the street. So I do admit that Dalgarno Street project is somewhat comes from left field. I think that's covered all your questions, I hope.
Just one more through you, Mr. Mayor. Just one more. And thank you for that. That's pretty well informative about Cooler and reasonably persuasive about Dalgarno Street. Then the path west of the Mary Jane Cain Bridge. I would like to leave it in and be worth a punt. I was hoping it'd be a good thing for the town. Is it worth the gamble? Director Ty, can you... Kevin, can you hear me?
No, through Mr. Mayor, I really didn't catch any of that other than the path Mary Jane Cain Bridge. So I'm not sure what the question is.
Do you think it's worth the gamble to on waiting on the minister's
yes.
approval? I do too. I'd like to leave it in.
Yes, I do. I do believe it's worth, if councils think it's has merit, that we do. You know, we have a little bit of time before that project needs to be completed. But and if approval is not forthcoming, council may want to consider another project. But on balance, I think it is a good chance that approval will be received and received soon.
How much money we got? How much is all these worth, Kevin? You know, they're more than that.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I didn't catch that question.
What's the total value of the projects there, Mr. Mayor? The total value of the projects on page 42 is $1.795 million, which is in excess of what the funding available is. But the reason for that is we've set them out in priority order, so 1 through to 16. And, of course, that would get funding basically to item 15, maybe with a few variations in there, small variations. But if for some reason something is rejected earlier on, e.g., let's say the Mary Jane Cain Bridge footpath extension, then we bring Tuckland Road up and that would become a priority project.
Can I just ask where Bulula Road is?
Bulai.
Oh, is that right? Thank you. Is it?
Elwool Road.
Just comment on it, I suppose, is so it's local road and community infrastructure program. I think it's very local road heavy in our recommendations, and yes, it is great to do up our roads and our gutters and whatever else and that, but you know, there's no community infrastructure really, like, for community to use. Yes, access with disability, I get all that, that's all important, but like reading through the it's a stimulus fund, so to me, I suppose I'm looking at the community side of things is, we're upgrading our facilities, but, you know, the money's not going out to, you know, contractors as such, or, you know, local contractors, or the option for people that have been financially disadvantaged over the last couple of years with drought and then COVID and whatever else, so... I don't know, and I've just got some ideas, and I don't know where to table this, but, you know, there's been talk, and it hasn't been actually presented to council, about a BMX track, but, you know, there has been talk around that. So, you know, there is bike tracks, there is skate parks. You know, we've got some good skate parks in the Shire now, and Cooler coming up as well, getting a good one. We've got a very old skate park, which was good 25 years ago, but it's... really not applicable for current times. So I'm just, where do we, you know? And also our new beautification committee. Ideal time. It's a part of this is beautification of our town. Like, you know, a lazy $100,000 to do up our main street, like, you know, to tart it up a bit with our gardens and that, you know, wouldn't go astray. I just think it is very roads orientated. It's like we've read the first part of the sentence and not considered the second.
No, we did actually consider the second part of the proposal, the funding there, Councillor. But as I point out in the report, we are very heavy on other projects at this point in time, and we're really stretched in that area to get those sort of projects done. We've had the Stronger Country Communities rounds two and round three, which we've been successful in getting funding for community projects for. In addition to that, we've had the drought stimulus projects, which, again, have been very heavy on those sort of projects. And on top of that, we've just put in for $900,000 worth of other community grants, which were projects, mostly projects, which were unsuccessful in the Stronger Country Communities round. Again, they were their community-based projects. So there we're talking about the Mullally... sports ground amenities. We're talking about the extension of the bike path or shared path in Cooler. We're talking about works at the Coonabarra Brand Oval, Barradine Hall, and work also to our pools. It's just that physically we wouldn't be able to get any other community projects done at this point in time where we're carrying all those existing community projects. And as for the stimulus money not being fed through the community through roads projects, we actually use quite a number of contractors when we're doing roadworks. And Mr. Ty, you'll have to help me out here, but water carters, for argument's sake, come to mind when we're doing roadworks, and concreters as well. Mr. Ty, if I could hand over to you on that.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager. Three, Mr. Mayor. So there are a lot of concrete projects here that rely on a concrete crew. So that some of those projects will be completed by council's concrete crew, but there will be still quite a lot of projects that we will need to outsource to local contractors. Roadworks. Yes, it's predominantly council resources, but we do use, you see, contract trucks. We use contract water trucks, and not so much for Rylan now, but our roadworks operations are a mix of council resources and contractors.
Sorry to be a nuisance, but may I just inquire if the laneway between Bolaro and Didgelar Streets in Dunedoo, is that $45,000 for bitumen sealing? Please say yes.
Yes, permissively, yes, Councillor Hill, that's to eliminate that dust problem there.
It's huge. It is huge. Thank you.
And out of that list, sorry, councillors, I forgot to also mention we've put in for $245,000 as a result of efforts of the Coonabarra Round Town Beautification Committee for the shared zone in the laneway. Little Timor Street, is it, Kevin?
Yes. Little Timor Street, yes.
That's his item.
With that?
Yep. Item 12, Council Resolution Report. Councillor Nuzzi. Seconder. Councillor Brady. Dillon. Any discussion this item?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to the appropriate director. I was just wondering, not sure if I've got the correct resolution number, whether it's 122-17-18 or 164-18-19. It's just in regard to the Visitors Information Centre. Have we, in fact, paid for that bit of land yet?
Ms. Ryan?
Sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Have we paid for the land for the Visitors Information Centre?
Yep, that's correct. It has been paid for.
Councillor Cable.
Mine is 133/1920 Rising Timor Dam. We've had a change of water minister in New South Wales. We might need to send her a letter. And I think it's time to approach federal government because they're coming out talking about dams as well and funding them at the moment. My other one, and I mentioned this to the general manager when he phoned the other night, is 421, 1920, the emergency service level. I'm just wondering, Mr. Parker, if you'd tell them what we talked about earlier today is the percentage of our rates, what is our commitment to emergency services?
To you, Mr. Mayor, our general rates are in the order of 8.2 million, and that's after pension and rebates. The emergency services levy for next year, in total for the three services, SES, Fire and Rescue and RFS, is going to be $699,000. I know that the state government's going to provide us back the increase from this year to next year of $200,000+. But overall, that represents that $699,000 represents 8.5% of our general rates, and just the increase from this year to next year is around the 2.56% when the rate pegging was set at 2.6%. So it seems like we're hard up against it, Mr. Mayor, there.
And on top of that, we pay an ESL on our insurance policy as well.
Question this item.
The only question I ask is, I think we spoke about it last meeting, we're going to write to the relevant minister about that exact subject. Did the letter get sent and have we had any reply?
The letters have been sent. There were several letters sent. I haven't seen a reply yet from any of them.
Question this item. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously.
You're right, Fred.
Item number
13. Rebates report. We're going to move her. Councillor Nucci. Councillor Chenton. Question this item. Motion, those in favour. Item 14, adoption of the 2019 Agency Information Guide. Any discussion on this item? Those in favour? Gary, generously. Item 15, Orana Arts Incorporated.
I just wanted to make comment first. Just, I'm an ex-employee of Orana Arts, and I have contracted to them once last year after I left. Just wanted to note that, I suppose. I don't have any, you know, affiliation now, but I just didn't want anything to come back.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm Vice Chair.
Got a conflict of interest tonight.
Did anyone hear that?
Yes. Yep.
That didn't.
Conflict of interest or not? No.
I won't participate in the vote.
Question? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried.
I'm not third.
No, we don't. You did get a mover and a second, Mr. Mayor.
I'll move. Got over.
Councillor Brady, if you're declining from voting, your vote will be recorded in the negative.
Oh.
So you either leave the room or vote.
Oh, well, I'll vote then, because I don't want to look like I'm against them then.
Oh, who was the second, Mr. Mayor? Sorry. Doolin.
Voted? Yes. Voted.
Well, Councillor Capel abstained because she's got conflict.
I voted for it. Same thing, I think.
Well, except Councillor Cable.
Unanimous, Mr. Mayor.
Review of item 16 will review of community interest policy.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I don't think we're trying hard enough to shop locally. We're too interested in bottom lines and not looking at the big picture of losing population because of our businesses closing down and not being supported. The little bit extra it costs us to shop locally, we get back in rates anyway, and I don't think that's taken into consideration. One with employees and two with people with shops and homes they live in, etc., etc., bring in thousands and thousands of dollars to our shire, and without them, we won't get that. We'll lose population, we'll lose money out of our FAGS grants. We should take that a lot more into consideration when we form our policy as to the amount that we can lean forward or backwards to help them and still be legal. That's my opinion, Mr. Mayor.
I did have some concerns regarding the what could be brought into open council about regarding tenders and so forth. I was just worried about commercial in confidence there, but after a good discussion with Director Parker this afternoon, those concerns have been put to rest, which I thank him for his time in making that call. There are some points in here that have come from that Section 430 report that I do disagree with, but there's some that I think where we could improve, and one of those which they've pointed out here was about record keeping, how record keeping could be improved. Just as an example, I inquired of the General Manager, looking back at the tender matrix for that project at Dunedoo, the Three Rivers down there. Were two members of staff and somebody from the committee from Dunedoo who ranked the tenderers, and I just wanted to know who those people were, and there's no records of that. Shire can't find the records of that. So if OLG's pointing out their record keeping could be improved, well, then that is pretty true. So as I said, my concern was about what could be an open council, but after an informative decision with Director Parker, I'll be voting for this.
Motion, those in favour? Item 17, draft debt recovery and financial hardship policy for council's consideration and council rates and charges recovery. Remember?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, well, I, again, before the conversation with Director Parker, I wasn't happy with the wording of the policy because I think this council introduced a change in the policy that no legal action could be commenced against people unless contact had been made with them by a telephone, so that in case there was any misunderstanding that they were thought they were up to date or something or other, just various examples that had been given to me over the years earlier on in this council of people getting $1,200 bills when they thought they were, weren't in arrears, and all it would have taken was a phone call to fix that. And in we read the policy here, I think I point 11, it says, whilst council may endeavour to contact the ratepayer, I thought may endeavour to contact wasn't quite good enough. Whether that could be changed to strengthen it up a bit, but then in the discussion with Mr. Parker, there's the regulations that go along with that, which do spell out quite comprehensively the efforts that will be made to contact people and talk to them before it gets to legal stuff. But notwithstanding that, the regulations will be quite good. They could be changed without reference to council. So should we just look at that wording, whilst council may endeavour, and just change that to council will endeavour? Does that make it more purposeful? You know, we may endeavour, we may not endeavour. Don't ring him up, you know. So what do you think, General Manager?
I would be fine with that wording change, Councillor.
I think, you know, well, as you know, we're dealing with our fellow citizens. We have to have a bit of humanity, and I think what we've been doing, the way we've been operating lately, is good. And I think if we carry on that way, I think that's it. Just shows a bit of humanity to people who are probably doing it tough, so they don't need another $1,200. If they can't afford to pay their rates, they don't need another $1,200 on top of what they can't already afford. And it just shows council in a pretty poor light. Now, I think we can avoid that. That'll be good.
Mr. Mayor, would Councillor Shinton be fine with that amendment?
He would.
Yep. And Councillor Hill? Yeah, so that would be to clause 11. We'd just change that wording to include will.
Mm.
No,
it's me, it's the General Manager, Mr. Mayor. The only issue I have with the word change to will means that if we can't locate the person in question, we're stalemated. And that would, there needs to be at least some flexibility to in that particular circumstance. Thank you.
Oh, well, through you, Mr. Mayor. I think, Director Parker, I think it'll be will endeavour. Not you must. Will, yeah, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with the wording, councillors. Yeah.
Very agreeable. I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. 18, investment and term deposit for month ending the 31st of May 2020. Any comments on the article? Raise and those in favour. Carried you. Debt recovery and financial hardship policy for council's consideration and council debates.
No, item 19, Mr. Mayor.
19. Oh, I've got 17 here. Backwards. Coonabram and History Group license agreement.
We're at item 19.
Sorry, my apologies. We did that earlier. Yep.
Yeah, that's all right. Yes, we did.
Councillor Shenton, seconder. Councillor Shenton.
Oh, we did
too. Seconder. Councillor Brady. That's this item.
It's only for noting, Mr. Mayor.
Noting. Everybody in favour? And unanimously. Item 22, Coonabram and Industrial Land. Mover. Councillor Lewis. Councillor Fancy. Discussing this item.
Now, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to put a suggestion up, or a motion, if whatever, that that subdivision out there, that we get some media onto it, and or either by advertising, and look at giving away that land to people that are interested in starting a business in Coonabarabran, with a few conditions on it, that they've got to use it, they've got to develop it, they must employ people, and so on and so forth. I spoke to Kevin Humphreys about this idea, and Kevin said it seemed to be a very good idea. He'd support it wholeheartedly if I could get a resolution to council to get it started. Whereas we get some grant money to do the development, advertise it, offset the economic loss to Coonabarabran from the highway passing us on by, get some more people living in town, some more jobs, and I suppose we're going to lose a few jobs because of the bypass going through, but this would offset it. It'd be a good news story for everyone. After our bushfires and our droughts and everything else going wrong, this could be something that goes right if we manage it correctly.
Question?
I have to move a motion to that effect. Yeah, I'll move that motion. Investigate developing the land by grant money with the intent to give it to people that are willing to start a business that employs people. If they don't, after a set period, they forfeit the title back to council.
Question on this item?
A second is required for that.
Second. Brady. Motion.
Yeah, what's the ended motion? What have we got?
It'll be council investigate the developing of the land to give away to developers, and we would have to come back with a report on that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I was talking to Councillor Lewis about this.
Mark Colt,
I was going to just gently correct you there, but should we put that in there, that contact be made with Mr. Colton?
Yeah, well, Mark said he'd be very keen to hear the outcome of our meeting tonight so that he could start putting the wheels into progress if he has to.
At this stage, the wording that you used, Council, was investigate, which we would come back and we'd provide some further information to you on possible schemes.
I'd trust we had someone a little bit more educated and articulate than me that could word it up so it sounded a lot better, Mr. GM.
Well, what I'm taking is that Council Lewis actually withdrew his earlier motion, which was adopting the recommendation, and now he's putting in place that we investigate, so no.
Any more discussion on this item?
Well, I think in line with Councillor Lewis's conversations with Mr. Colton, that we make that a specific point that contact be made with him at the earliest opportunity to take him up on it. If he made representations to Councillor Lewis that he could help with some funding, well, let's get on with it. Let's ask, let's take him up on it.
Probably wouldn't hurt to have a go at Roy Butler as well, get him on board, because at Coonabarabran or how LGA definitely needs a huge shot in the arm and a good news story, and it would be a good one if we could get it to happen.
That's an item.
We can move on to other motions and I can spend a couple of minutes drafting while we do so, if you like, to help Aaron along. Would that be good? Okay, we've got to sort it off.
Big funding opportunities or something, maybe. You know. That right?
I'm sure we get the general gist and we'll word it a little bit, improve the wording on it later.
I will also add that Mark said to give him a ring. We were getting, write him a letter to formalise it, but just give him a ring. Let him know what happened.
Mason, those in favour, the lad carried. That's a cable. Yep, carried.
Put a mark on all for that.
Unanimous, Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Unanimous?
Yes.
Is he?
Item 23, development applications. Got a mover, Councillor Brady. Councillor Hill. Question on this item? Motion, those in favour. Unanimously. Item 19, Barradine Water Treatment.
24, Mr. Cameron.
Have we done that? Well, we don't know it. Item 24, Notice of Motion, the Cooley Youth Community Centre Building. The mover. Councillor Hill. Councillor Brady. Item. Motion, those in favour. Councillor Cable, you want to say something?
I'm here.
They just want an answer so they can move forward.
Yeah. I'll put the motion, those in favour. Item 25, notice.
No, Mr. Mayor, as I interpret that, Council has asked for this to be revisited, so it's now on the agenda tonight to discuss what does Council want to do with it.
But it was revisited to July.
Sorry.
I've only got a touch.
But that was the original motion. Yeah. So it's been regurgitated quite a number of times. So
Sorry, I read that as next month.
Yeah. Well, I'd have my vote recorded against it too. And I thought we ensured that the building was improved for the people of Cooler by allocating $117,000 out of that round of funding, and I thought that would be a good thing and get the building in a serviceable state for them and make it usable for the community, and then it'd be all theirs for them to make use of, but it's not something that I think the council needs to be taking on.
As it appears on the screen, we don't actually have a resolution.
There's no resolution.
Voting on.
Yeah, it's an attachment.
The resolution is that council revisit item 22, Cooler Youth and Community Centre Building, which was of the July 2019 business paper.
So we're simply voting to acquire or not acquire or anything like that, because...
So are we
voting on revisiting, or are we voting on acquisition?
Revisiting the issue. That was the motion put forward by councillors.
Yes. So if we vote in the affirmative, we're not voting to acquire the building, though?
Correct.
Yes, so that's what I think.
In that case, I will change my vote, because I understood that...
That's why we're going to clarify this.
Thank you.
We'll vote again.
I read the reports and I thought we were just doing what we did before, so if we're just revisiting, I'm quite happy to revisit.
Favour. Table. In favour.
Down here.
Muted.
I can hear the general manager, Gwell, and Councillor Brady, Councillor Hill, but I find it quite hard to hear Councillor Lewis, Councillor Nutsi. I can hear Councillor Shinton and sometimes Councillor Doolan, clearly.
The public saying the same thing.
I don't know how the others...
You in favour?
She may not know what she's voting for.
I think as a procedural issue, Mr Mayor, it's worth waiting a few moments until the resolution's up on the screen so we know precisely what we're voting for.
So, Councillor Capel, the motion that has been voted on by Council is that Council revisit item 22, Cooler Youth and Community Centre Building, of the July 2019 business paper. That's been moved, seconded and put. So it's now up to Council to decide how it wishes to deal with this matter as a discussion. It's not that Council has decided to acquire the building. It's merely that Council wants to discuss the issue.
Question on this item.
Given that a year has passed, from my personal point of view, I would like to see some fresh submissions from relevant stakeholders in Cooler that we can then consider with the previous deliberations from last year and then come to a decision perhaps at the July or August meeting. I don't think we should be making a decision tonight. That's only my opinion. Of course, the others need to make a comment as well.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, you can obviously see the confusion here. It's been put that many times and not put, and sitting on the table. I'd probably agree with Councillor an issue that we ask them to do it again and come up with some fresh ideas if they've got them. But my opinion, I've read the old reports, and my opinion is that we shouldn't take it on. But if we want to wait a couple of more months and see what the community has to say, then I'm quite prepared to do that as well.
More discussion?
Mr. Mayor, so just to prolong this matter, a motion then to that staff provide a further report to council after seeking submissions from the community about the Cooler Youth and Community Centre building?
Councillor Chinton. Any more discussion? Motion. Carried unanimously. Item 25. Notice of motion, Coonabarman Airport. Council considers this item. My mover, Councillor Lewis. Seconder. Seconder, Councillor Clancy. In discussion this item, Councillor Lewis.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I've received representative or submissions or whatever from three different users of that airstrip. What their complaint is, the surface is very tussocky or got lumps in it, and the smaller aircraft are only got little wheels, 12-inch wheels, and they're having trouble landing on it. They prefer to use the dirt airstrip because when the crosswinds occur up there, it's hard to land on the asphalt. Even the RFS use the dirt airstrip with their big aeroplanes when they're landing. They use the bitumen to take off, but they land on the dirt surface because it's got more grip and it's a lot safer in crosswinds. And it just needs some maintenance. There's a bit of grant money floating around. The people that asked me, I checked. Mr. Munns is the first bloke to approach me, and then Mr. Gazier. He asked about getting some crusher dust for harder surface around the container up there that they use in emergencies for loading gear in and out onto the RFS planes and whatever other planes. I asked Corey Phillips if they'd look at helping fund a thing up there, and he was receptive to the idea. So I put it in there. I told him I'd ask in council, and I have.
General Manager, you won't be able to give a bit of a report on this today, what we have.
Oh, well, as the motion stands at the moment, we can deal with it as written by Councillor Lewis. That is, consider. We'll bring back a report or something like that.
That'd be good, because I got a phone call today to remind me to talk about it and make sure I hadn't forgotten. So, yeah.
Any more discussion? Councillor Brady.
Mr. Mayor, we'll... when to Director Tyle, when might the Aerodromes Committee convene again? Is there any, or that, is that a question for you, General Manager? It's probably.
I wouldn't be able to tell us that one.
It's a tie.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I was trying to attach the mute button. Yeah, I have to say that there's no dates for the next Aerodrome Committee meeting. So, Mr. Mayor, I think you might be the chairman, so whenever you'd like to have one, we'll halt and I want as possible, if you like.
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, I was just thinking if we asked for submissions from the Aerodrome Committee and from the RFS and from the Aero Club, and we'd be able to sift through that and come up with what the requirements are and how they might be met and paid for. That all fits under Councillor Lewis's resolution, General Manager?
Yes.
Any more discussion on that item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously.
Mr Mayor, that brings us to item 26, reports to be considered in closed council. There's a recommendation there for item 26.1, which is the Organisational Development Monthly Report, for it to be considered in closed council under 10A2A of the Local Government Act.
Got a mover? Councillor Shenton, Councillor Lewis. Favour? Carried unanimously.
Mr Mayor, under normal circumstances, we would give the opportunity to the public to come forward, but unfortunately, due to the COVID situation, we don't have members of the public present now. So there's a further recommendation there that council now move into closed council to consider that report.
Remover. Councillor Nutty. Those in favour? Carried unanimously.
Recording has stopped.
Where are we going now?
Mr Mayor, just to report on the decision of closed council, the decision in relation to item 26.1, which is the Organisational Development Monthly Report, the resolution of council was that council note the Organisational Monthly Report for the month of May 2020.
General Manager, the moderator has paused the event, is showing up on my screen.
Not been recorded.
That's okay. So, any...
I've got one thing to mention, I only just found out tonight. Councillor Hootsie and Mayor got an appointment with Shelley Hancock on the 10th. That interview, you're right, then, Mr.
I better make a note of that. In Sydney or here?
Here.
Here?
Teleconference.
Oh, she's okay.
No more general members, I'll declare the meeting closed.